EEY KN4 VWA. EEY KN4 VWA. ND7J KN4 VWA. How you doing, boss?
Yep, the car's moving forward, so apparently I'm doing okay.
Well, there you go. Well, we're coming up on, we'll be at the Highway 11, Caesars Head 276 split in about 4 minutes.
Cool, but I have no idea where you're at, because I come from a completely different direction. I'm probably 45 minutes out.
According to my calculations, you'll be there 15 minutes to 8, and we'll be about 10 or 15 behind you. Please this morning?
Not really. I'm not a breakfast person unless it's bacon and eggs and a big... Excuse me. Put down well. I'm not a big breakfast person unless it's bacon and eggs, you know, around 9 or 10 o'clock.
Well, generally, because of my wife, I'm up at 7 a.m. no matter what. I try to fix her a little breakfast before she heads off to work.
Only up by 4 every day. And today was no different. 4 o'clock, time to get up. So I got up, played on the radio for an hour or so, and made some coffee and did that kind of stuff. Got myself ready to go.
Do you go to bed at night? Well, depending on when I get up, I generally go to bed about 10 or 11. But last night I didn't get to bed until about midnight.
I go to bed at 7 o'clock, 9 o'clock, midnight, or 2 in the morning. I'm waking up between 4 and 4:30 every day.
Terry.
Coming out here a little bit. I'm coming up to the top of the hill here, so it might get better.
Are you former military? Getting up at dawn's crack from the military.
And just time to get up and get going. I like the morning.
Yeah, since I'm semi-retired, I'm that guy that likes to sleep until about 8 or 9. But with my wife, I don't get to.
He is in the morning, so. Well, I hadn't heard Gary yet. Probably will. And I hadn't heard Fred. Fred might be listening. I'm not sure. He's probably getting up about an hour. He's probably been up a little bit.
Don't hear him. I tried to call Gary just a couple of minutes ago. Did you hear me trying to call him?
Yeah. So he'll be along. Gary, I'm figuring Gary and Matt were probably going to meet up somewhere and come up together. Gary and Matt, you two is 4. Me and Fred is 5 and 6. Danny is climber 7.
Echo, echo, Yankee.
There he is. Good morning, Gary. Go ahead.
Yeah, we're just backing out of my driveway here and should be there within an hour for sure.
Hey, I'm assuming by you saying we, you have Matt with you. Good morning, Matt. Appreciate you coming up this morning and helping out, as do I, Steve and Phil. I'm sure Fred appreciates the help.
Matt's here. He says good morning. And, yeah, so we'll be underway. I just wanted to jump in, turn the radio on, and there you were. So 73, Whiskey 4, Echo Echo Yankee.
Bet you turned the radio on and heard me. That was probably a shock this early in the morning, so I apologize. Go ahead, Steve.
I'm listening and absorbing. I'm going to do a lot of that today. So, well, y'all carry on. I'm going to kind of drop off to the side and just listen in. Unless Gary wants me to kind of slow down and wait on him. We're just about to get up to the entrance to Table Rock, Gary.
Not far away from each other. You might even hear me on the input. But, yeah, we're just going to cruise on over, and I've got the address in my GPS, but and I kind of have it in my memory, but it's been a while since I've been here, so hope I don't get lost.
After the paved road turns to gravel, just follow that road, and there's one point where you come, and that's where Nancy Mountain Road is, and you want to stay to the right, go up Nancy Mountain Road. That'll take you up to Standing Rock Road from there. And then just remember, as you come up the road, when you see that little red cabin in front of you to the right, you want to go to the left there, go about 150, 250 yards, and go straight. Don't make the curve in the road. All right, that was a perfect double.
I'm playing with my GPS, but we'll give it a try.
That when you get up there, it'll be familiar to you. And Steve, like I said, after you turn, after the blacktop turns to gravel, your GPS will get you there for sure. Just follow that road up the mountain. You'll pass a place called Sky High. You'll pass the Rebel flag. You're getting close. An A-frame place, but when you get to kind of a Y, and you want to go to the right, almost straight up Nancy Mountain Road.
Roger, Roger. Hey, Gary, are you going up Rocky Bottom? Going up.
It tells me to go.
GPS is a Garmin, and it's not registering in the road there. So I'm going to try to do it off of my Google Maps, off of my phone that way. So anyhow, y'all be sure to listen out for me if I get lost.
Definitely get you to where you got to go. If you need me to wait at the bottom of the mountain there, I can wait for you.
No, you go ahead and go on up, and then we'll figure it out. I've got some crazy addresses all over the southeast with my work, and I'm pretty good at trying to eke stuff out. So, does he have his mailbox marked with his house number?
No, that would be a no. When you get there, you'll understand why I'm laughing. Okay, we're going up to the top of the mountain, so to speak. So, I mean, they got telephone and electric up there, but that's pretty much about it. But I'm telling you, if you just, once you get, you follow your GPS, your Google Maps will get you right up to Bap Road and where you're going. And the road's going to turn from blacktop to dirt. You're going to know right, you're going to know it. You're going to know what I'm talking about. And from that point, if you just follow the dirt road and go up the mountain, just keep following it, you will not have a problem. You will get to one point where you need to stay to the right and go up Nancy Mountain Road. And then, let me let this drop. And then you keep on following after that point, and you'll come to a kind of a curve, sort of a weird intersection almost, with a little red cabin up to the forward right of you. You want to curve to the left there, follow the road, another 150, 250 yards, whatever. The road curves to the right, but you need to go straight, and that will bring you right up to the top of Fred's place.
Roger, roger. So turn right at the pasture that has the mule with the left ear that's clipped.
Yeah, that's it, exactly. As you come up Standing Rock Road, you'll come to a Y in the road. Okay, you want to go to the left. You want to make a sharp left, come up the little hill through the gate, and we'll be up there.
Roger, roger. All right. We're ahead of Gary, but we're behind you, so we'll be in there shortly.
Just listen for the banjo music. That's pretty much where you're going.
You guys, y'all take it over and carry on. 10-4BWA, standing by.
Can have been Whiskey 4 Echo Echo Yankee.